I'd like to share with you some of my inspirational time quotes, the favorite quotes that I've heard from many well-known or not so well-known people, ones that really resonated with me. I want to explain why I connect with them and what they might mean for you. If you seek tranquility, do less. Marcus Aurelius. So this is a really interesting one for me because we are often so busy being humans doing that we forget to be humans being. So if you really want to be calm and tranquil, find a way to do less. Find a way to minimalize all the activities that you do. Ordinary people think merely of spending time. Great people think of using it. We don't know who said this one, but I think it's very powerful because we think of spending time and killing time. I really don't like the phrase killing time. And instead, we should think of how are we using that time? How are we investing that time? And this is a phrase I say quite often to my clients. When you value your time, you value yourself. Many of my clients don't value their own time, so therefore they're devaluing themselves. And it's really important that we value our own time is important. We often put ourselves last. Everybody else's needs soak up all of our time, so we have no time left for us. Don't spend time beating on a wall, hoping to transform it into a door. Coco Chanel. And this is very powerful because we are often doing that, where our head is hitting a wall, we're trying to somehow, open it into a door, and instead of going to look for the real door, the real opportunities that are there in front of us. Albert Einstein said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same level of thinking we used when we created them." And isn't that a great point? This is why sometimes it's important to seek outside perspectives. Ask somebody else within your organization or outside of your organization or consultants or experts, because we often can't see the solution, and because we're at the same level of thinking that when we created these problems. So it's very important to be able to somehow rise above our old thinking and think in new ways. They always say time changes things, but you actually have to change them yourself. Andy Warhol. And this is again very powerful. It's taking charge of your time yourself. You're the one who has to make them change. You can't just wait and hope that things will get better over time. They say I'm old-fashioned and live in the past, but sometimes I think progress progresses too fast. And as you can probably tell from the rhyming and the rhythm of that was said by Dr. Seuss. And it's a really good point. Like, we have progress going on, new technology, things start coming at us faster and faster, smartphones, and sometimes we let them take over our time. The progress is progressing too fast, and we need to take control of that and use them as tools instead of letting them manage our time. She is free in her wildness. She's a wanderess, a drop of free water. She knows nothing of borders and cares nothing for rules or commons. Time, for her, isn't something to fight against. Her life flows clean with passion like fresh water. Roman Payne. Very powerful. Time isn't something to fight against. You need to flow with it. It's something to embrace, to work within, to be free within, caring, not caring so much for the rules and customs. I love this. It's just such a very powerful quote, and I love the imagery and the way that this is put together. There is more to life than simply increasing its speed. Mahatma Gandhi. Again, very powerful that we are so focused on faster, higher, better, more tech, and we've sped up our lives so much that we really have lost that connection to what's really important in our life. This is a quote from one of my favorite science fiction authors. It's, "I am not defeated, I am merely detained on the way to victory. Elizabeth Moon, Rules of Engagement. And I love the phrasing on this, and I love the idea behind it that, oh, I failed today, but that doesn't mean I'm defeated. I just merely detained on my way to victory because I'm on my way to victory and I'm going to get there. So it's a really great, it's a really great quote to embrace. It has long come to my attention that people of accomplishment rarely sat back and let things happen to them. They went out and happened to things. Leonardo da Vinci. And this is again illustrating the point that we need to get out and happen to things. We can't wait for accomplishment to find us, for success to find us, or the lottery to happen. We have to go out and create our own success. Don't cling to a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it. This is something a lot of people do. You've put so much time into a bad relationship or so much time into a bad career. You just can't see letting go of it because, wow, I put 10 years into this. If I let go of this now, I'll have been a failure. I'll lost a decade. And so we are so invested in that time spent, that sunken cost that we can't let go. Instead of freeing ourselves from this that's weighing us down like an anchor, the mistakes that we've made in the past, and now choosing to learn from those mistakes and make better decisions in the future. Progress isn't made by early risers. It's made by lazy men trying to find easier ways to do something. Robert A. Heinlein. And Heinlein had a short story about a man who was very too lazy to fail, who would continually find better ways to do things. And I'm always looking for how do I automate this? How do I pass this off to somebody else? How do I get a team to work on it instead of doing it myself? So I'm always looking for a more efficient way. And in a way, you need almost that little bit of laziness that, nah, this is too much detail work. It's not the best use of my brilliance, of my abilities, so I'm going to pass this on to somebody else. Anyone who has never made a mistake has never tried anything new. Albert Einstein. And isn't this powerful? We're so scared of making that mistake, we're unwilling to try anything new, so we keep doing the same old things. Do not wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you stand and work with whatever tools you may have at your command, and better tools will be found as you go along. George Herbert. And this is powerful. My clients are always looking for the best, most amazing tool that's going to somehow solve everything for them. And I say, don't. Pick a tool to start, the one that appeals to you now. Work with it for 6 months, and if you now that will tell you where your tool is failing, what other features you need, then you can switch to another tool. So you don't have to get the perfect tool figured out in the beginning. Just use the tools, make it work, go ahead, and the new tools will come along later. Insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Albert Einstein. And we do this so often. Something didn't work, we try it again, so we try it again. And we think it's persistence, but it's actually stubbornness. If we've proven it's not going to work, doing it the same thing again is not going to help. We need to get up to the new levels of thinking, as Albert Einstein said, and try new things. Failure to plan on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part. I have this happen with clients where they'll need something last minute. Like we've been talking for months about me doing a website for them. Suddenly they need a website up by Friday because of some big media push. And no, sorry, I can't do it in that time frame. So, and again, it was the failure to plan on your part. You now have an emergency, so you think it's my emergency, but it's not. It's your emergency. This is a phrase I use with my clients. I say, if you want world-class performance, you need to have world-class focus. Think about it. A person who is in the Olympics or a cellist in a symphony orchestra does not take texts while they're in the middle of their performance or in the middle of their competition. They focus totally in what they're working on. So, in order to get that level of world-class performance, you need that level of focus. The rung of a ladder was never meant to rest upon, but only to hold a man's foot long enough to enable him to put the other somewhat higher. Thomas Henry Huxley. This is a really good point about the fact that, you know, don't stop where you're at, figure out what's the next step, and then take that. And the step to what where you want to get to doesn't just have to be that you're always promoted. It rungs the ladder, not just about being promoted. It's the next step in your life, your career, what you want to accomplish, your personal goals, any of these. Take that next step. If you chase two rabbits, you'll not catch either one. It's an old Russian proverb. And I have this problem a lot. I always have lots of great new ideas. I'm sure would be fantastic businesses. But if I chase them, then I'm not focusing on my main business, which is the one that is funding my life, the one that is most successful, and the one that people know me for. So instead, I pass those off to other people or bring in partners to work on those or don't work on them. Don't chase that second rabbit because I want to make sure I'm taking care of the business I already have. The cure for boredom is curiosity. There's no cure for curiosity, Ellen Parr. How often have you heard someone say they're bored? How can you be bored if you're curious about the world? There's so much to explore. There's nature, there's the night sky, there's people, relationships, communities, hobbies, science, information. You know, it's just so much out there. How could you ever be bored? So you want to make sure you get infected with curiosity and so that there's no cure for that. However beautiful the strategy, you should occasionally look at the results. Winston Churchill. And many of my clients are so enthralled with the process of something that they're not looking at what is their actual return on investment, what's actually working for them. By working faithfully 8 hours a day, you may eventually get to be boss and work 12 hours a day. Robert Frost. Doesn't that sound exciting? Probably not. So this is the case of where we're always focusing on working harder instead of working smarter. And somehow we are celebrating people becoming workaholics, where it's nothing to be celebrated. Workaholics need a 12-step intervention the same way other aholics do. This may be my favorite time quote. It's the one I use very often. Time is the coin of your life. It is the only coin you have, and only you can determine how it will be spent. Be careful lest you let other people spend it for you. Carl Sandburg. Very powerful. If you think of coin, you only have so much coin, so much of your life. You've only got so many hours, so many days in your life. So think of it as spending a coin. You want to invest it. You want to put it where it's going to do the most for you, where you're going to get the best payback. And don't let other people spend your precious time. There's never enough time to do all the nothing you want. Bill Watterson, author of Calvin and Hobbes. I am a big Calvin and Hobbes fan. There's huge amounts of wisdom in what Bill Watterson has to teach us in Calvin and Hobbes. And you know, we always talk about wanting to do nothing, but somehow we never take the time to do it. So it's very important that you set aside time to do nothing but relax and refresh. The price of anything is the amount of life you exchange for it. Henry David Thoreau. And I look at so often people buy expensive things and I go, well, how many hours of your work was that? Was that really worth it? Was that where you would have wanted to invest the money you earned for that time or to invest your time? So when you're sitting down to watch TV or sitting down to do things, start to think of, is this what I really want to be doing right now? Is this what I'm exchanging my life for? People inspire you or they drain you. Pick them wisely. Hans F. Hansen. And this is very wise. I don't spend time around people that drain me. I keep those people out of my life. I choose friends that invigorate me. I choose to spend time with family that I love to spend time with. So where I come out feeling energized rather than coming out feeling drained. So don't let the people who drain you, don't let them into your life. Being busy is a form of laziness, lazy thinking, and indiscriminate action. Timothy Ferris. We're so focused on being busy, it's like we don't can't even take time to relax and be fully in the moment. And that's kind of a lazy thinking, if you think about it. It's we're so used to being busy, we fill it with that because we're not creative enough to think of what amazing thing could I do with this time? What could I do that was totally different, that would be new? Another phrase I say to my clients that I made up myself is my time, my choice. Or to my clients, I say your time, your choice. And this is reaffirming to them, it is your time, it is your choice. You're choosing what to do. So take control of that choice. And in keeping with that thinking, I really enjoy this one. The bad news is time flies. The good news is you're the pilot. Michael Altshuler. And this is important to remember, is you are the pilot. You are in control. Your hands are on in the controls of your life, of where you spend your time. So don't let other people take that away from you and make choices of how you're going to invest your time. I hope you've enjoyed these inspirational quotes as much as I did. Please hit the like and subscribe button down below if you enjoyed this. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you.